RVWA Mobile.
WWZ. Good afternoon, Steve.
Chandler, do I sound scratchy back on your end?
Can you give me a 10-second decrease?
You both are scratchy, KA3JCA.
I'm on a satellite Yazoo handheld. I don't know what's going on with Steve, but yeah, you are scratchy, Steve.
Body is scratchy. That's something going on with the repeater this afternoon. Other station, what'd you say your call sign was?
KA3JCA, Kilo Alpha 3, Juliet Charlie Alpha. Name here is Richard. I thought it might have been getting into the repeater, so I put mine back on 50 watts. And you're saying I'm still scratchy? If that's the case, yeah, there's something definitely wrong with the repeater again.
Did you scratch on him that time? Because I thought I definitely did.
For real, Dale.
Located.
In here at Simpsonville, right kind of just south of the 85-385 split where Butler Road is.
Yep, okay. Can you hit the White Oak Mountain repeater?
Frequency is on that one?
147.285.
No, but I'd have to go program it in the radio real quick. I'm still getting into this, but I can program it later. I can get the A2 machine, I know that.
To the 795 Anderson repeater, I can't reach that with this HT.
I don't have that one programmed in. See, I'm up north. I'm over here at Inman. Matter of fact, I'm north of Inman. I was going to see if either one of you could hit the White Oak repeater. It's always clean, and I was going to see how I was doing into it. I'm going to jump over there and see if I can hit somebody else and see if the repeater's clean over there. That'll tell me for sure if this is on the 610 unit.
All righty, can you hit the 315 in Spartanburg?
I don't know that one either. Give me the full frequency.
147.315, I believe it is. I'm not sure what the PL is.
Don't know that one either. Who has that one over there? A club?
Yes, Spartanburg ARC.
I don't have that one. I may have to plug it in. All right. Well, I'm going to go up and see if I can raise somebody on White Oak and see what it does. I'll be back in a few minutes. KN4, VWA, clear.
CN3KO4WWZ on the side.
WZ. You there, Chandler?
Still here, Steve.
White Oak Mountain. And, man, I'm telling you, that is the cleanest repeater that I know of. And the man gave me a report of absolute full quieting, nothing on the dead key, 100% clean audio. So it's on this repeater, bud.
That makes me real upset because I love this. This thing seems to get out really good no matter where you are.
Now listen, my audio, you say I got a little snow on the background, a little frying eggs?
Yeah.
All right, well, that explains it. All right, well, good enough. Well, so what are you doing today? Just trying to stay cool?
Too
much snow that time that I couldn't quite make you out, bud. Are you on an HT?
Point
now. Imagine the weeds are pretty tall on me too, aren't they?
But now I stepped outside, I can hear you very well. Am I still scratchy?
No, sir, you just stepped outside. Your signal improved a great deal. But you still got some scratch in it. So, well, anyhow, that's what's going on. It's in the repeater. And, I'll let you go, bud. KN4VWA, try to stay cool out there. Don't cook. I'm clear.
73, Steve. It's a pleasure talking to you. KN4WWZ, listening.
KN3JCA. That station was talking about the other repeater, crystal clear. What frequency did you say that was? KA3JCA.
Well, I was just up on that frequency, and that's 147.285, and it's the White Oak Mountain repeater. And if I'm not mistaken, there's no PL tone. And I can't remember, I believe it's down six. But don't quote me on that, you need to look it up. And I was just over there, and that is the quietest repeater you ever saw. Just beautiful audio. I can always go back and do my testing on my unit there. But you know what? You're just about... you sound almost as good on the 610 now as, you know, as it sounded on the White Oak Mountain repeater. Try it one more time.
JCA. Yeah, I was sitting here looking for it. We're for White Oak Mountain, and it's listed under Tryon. So, yeah, I just found it. So, yeah, I'm going to actually program that in. It's the W4RCW repeater there at White Oak Mountain there in Tryon. So... Alrighty, yeah, you're sounding good here too now. So it's one of those intermittent things with the repeater. If we key it up and it stays transmit for a while, is when the scratchiness comes back.
Well, I knew something was going on. It's done me that way several times over the last couple of weeks. And I've gone over to White Oak to check my equipment. I've got confidence in my equipment now. I'm running solid, and go over there, try that repeater, and if you can do it in the next 5 or 10 minutes, and you can hit that repeater, give me a call. Like I said, I'm KN4VWA, and I'm Steve, so I think you'll really be impressed by that thing. It is dead quiet, beautiful audio.
I'll do that. I'm actually programming it while we're talking, so... I'll get it programmed here real quick, and I'll give you a call back if I can hit it. KA3JCA. Hey, Steve, if you're still there, I forgot to call KA3JCA. Let's go over and try that White Oak Mountain repeater.
Roger, roger. Boy, this repeater is just cleaned up. It sounds great now, but I'm over on White Oak.
KA3JCA, QSY.